Hi, friends. I want to take a sec to talk to you about Greenlight, the folks sponsoring this ad. This is especially important for you parents out there, because as your kids get older, some things about parenting are going to get easier, like, you know, maybe not having to dress your kid every morning, but other things do not, like having that conversation about money. Because the fact is that kids won't ever really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. So Greenlight is a debit card and a money app that's made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while the kids and the teens, they're going to build up confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. I have Greenlight debit cards for both of my kids, and I can't tell you what a difference I see in their relationship to money. So with the Greenlight app, the kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, and they have games in the app to teach money skills in a fun and accessible way. The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature. I am a big fan, where you can set up one-time or recurring chores that customize to your family's needs and reward kids with an allowance for a job well done. And I got to tell you this, in my family, no chores, no money. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids, and families can navigate this whole thing together. So sign up for Greenlight today, and you're going to get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/radioheadspace. That's greenlight.com/radioheadspace to try Greenlight for free. I mean, this is such a good deal. I got to say it one more time. Greenlight.com/radioheadspace. Get it, folks. Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace. Headspace Studios.
Hello, friends. It's Rosie. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Monday. I read a study once that said most of us regret nearly a third of decisions we make in a week's time. And a big part of regret is self-blame over making the wrong choice, whether it was doing something that you now believe you shouldn't have done or not doing something that you think you should have. I wonder if that's true for most of us. How do we cope with that on the daily? With that in mind, I want to explore how we can cope with feelings of regret and even learn to change our perspective about so-called mistakes we've made in the past. I guess the biggest regret for me was my attempt to steal a cop car when I was a teenager. It was an afternoon, I got out of school early, and one of my friends that I was with had ditched her sixth period, so we were just walking to the local park. And there were two vehicles there, a red Honda Prelude and a cop car, black and white. Doors open, both cars are running, and apparently the police officers in that car had gotten out to pursue somebody on foot. And everybody at the park is just kind of standing around these cars, being nosy teenagers. And one of the persons that we were with said, "Hey, Rosie, you should go get into the car." And I thought that was a good idea. And so I walk over to the cop car and I sit in the driver's seat and I'm like pushing buttons, just thinking that I was the coolest person there. Not 5 seconds later, 6 police vehicles pull up right behind me. They get out of their cars, guns are drawn. I mean, it's like a scene. They searched me, I got cuffed, and I got sent to the local police department to get booked for attempted grand theft auto of a police vehicle. As I was walking into this holding cell, the booking officer is just asking me questions. He's asking my name. He's asking for my parents. The minute he finished taking my information down, with the slyest smile, he said, "Welcome to a life in the system." And I just remember in that moment really feeling like this was it. This was going to be the rest of my life. In that same moment, I knew that I wasn't going to allow anyone to put me in a box. I felt that shift of, I need to make better decisions for myself and I will do whatever it takes. That's what helped me turn my life around. So I think it's really interesting, right? When we're thinking about regret, we may think an incident was totally life-shattering. I really believe that with every experience like this, there is a sliver of hope and an opportunity to find new meaning. So I think a lot of us look at regret as it's a loss. There's no way I'll ever be able to get back there. There's no way I'll ever be able to be with this person again. There's no way I'll ever be able to take that back. We all do it, but I do feel that it's a waste of being fully alive in this present moment. In a way, it robs you from having a new experience. One of the greatest ways to reframe regret as an opportunity for growth is to examine the feeling that you have around this regret. Is it sadness? Is it anger? Is it fear? That's such a big part of mindfulness, is to be able to be present with whatever that feeling is. As an example, maybe you got an opportunity that you said no to and you now feel bad about it. So a great way to reframe that is to first ask yourself, what is the biggest feeling you have around this? Well, I'm really sad and I have fear that this opportunity will never come again. If I can acknowledge what my feeling is around regret, I can then feel it, give myself space, and then see what portions of that decision help me live my life that I'm living now. If you need some self-forgiveness, I recommend the Forgiving Ourselves practice in the app. It's with my good friend Sam, and a great meditation for days when those tough memories feel overwhelming. That's it for now. If you want to share your thoughts with me about this episode, be sure to find me on Instagram at Rosie Acosta. Thank you for letting me share, and thank you so much for listening. I'll see you back here soon. Hey everyone, it's Rosie. If you're here, I assume you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on this show and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering all of your questions and giving advice on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope you'll join us soon.